It was about 1 o'clock this morning. Marty, who lives here at 405 Rolling Road in Catonsville's wife woke him up and said, look outside, there's some sort of fire. Smack dab right across from his house where there's been a speed camera for about a week now. Flames coming out of it. Apparently someone doused it with some sort of accelerant. He thinks gasoline caught fire. He says it was a good job by the fire department to get here because those huge batteries that are in the speed cameras, the mobile speed cameras, he said could have exploded and caused quite a problem underneath these utility lines. Just moments ago, the contractor that maintains these movable speed cameras here in Baltimore County just came, loaded it up, put it on his truck, took it away, and told me he'll be back next week with another one. The homeowner, very upset. They said they've been working for years now to get a speed camera since it's been now legal. They finally got one here on the stretch of Rolling Road, right at Brook Road and Gary Drive, not too far from the high school, because they say there have been a number of accidents here, a number of people injured, a lot of young kids in the neighborhood, and what he described as what used to be Mayberry here in Catonsville has kind of turned into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
If I'm not mistaken, there was another speed camera on that stretch of Rolling Road, down a little bit toward the school.
Yeah, and apparently this one is more of a neighborhood, one of these neighborhood cameras that can be moved. It's kind of a three-tier silver box that they put on a cement slab alongside of the road. That slab is empty now. All that's left is some powder from the fire extinguishers that the police department brought here. And he said they've really been fighting to get this here. The homeowner across the street, Marty, described it as a case of urban terrorism.
Wow.
And his wife saw it first. They didn't see anyone around the speed camera when the flames were jumping out of it and it was on fire at about 1:30 this morning. But he said if he had, he probably would have come out here and done a citizen arrest of his own. But nobody hurt. There was no explosion, just a lot of flames. The fire department got here. And really just moments ago as I arrived, the contractor from Xerox loaded up that burned out hulk of the speed camera into the back of his truck, took it away, and he kind of told me that stuff like this does happen, and they will be back with another speed camera. He says it usually takes about a week or so to get a new one.
Are police on the scene? Have they said anything about the investigation or suspects?
No, it's just me and Marty and the nice guy, the contractor from Xerox. Marty went back inside. The contractor from Xerox drove off, and now I'm standing here at the corner of Brook and Rolling Road with cars driving by me, wondering and kind of scratching their heads what this dude's standing there talking into the phone for.